فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين صدق الله العظيم. Honorable elders, respected brothers and friends, we share a hadith for myself and for all of us that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم told the Sahaba. And like that, many incidents of the past Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shared with the Sahaba. The incident or the kissa is not the object, is the moral and the message we get there, and under which chapter in the hadith, in the books of hadith, this comes, that's our message at the end. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving a message of three young men who were traveling. And it so happened that because of weather conditions, they entered a cave. And when the weather changed and the cave, there was a big rock. Firstly, the situation is like, be prepared, way we're going to get out from here. But as they are talking to themselves, each one says, there's still a light of hope. And as the first message, we learn that in any conditions that we can be, that where there's no hope also, but when you turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under impossible conditions also there is hope. Logically, there's nothing we can do about it. This is where the situation is in life, personally and outwardly, you're looking in the world. But when you turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's always hope. So among the three, they decided, what can we do? So they said, what did I do in my life? One amal, that through that amal we make dua and say, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty and remove this problem. So all three of them decided, gee, let's make dua and ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first one gets up and say, I'll make the dua, the two of you say, Ameen. So the first one gets up and says, Allahumma, O Allah, in kana li abawan, shaykhan, kabiran. I had very, very old parents. They were very old. He was a farmer. He takes his equivalent, I'm just giving in the hadith, his cows to graze. And then in the evening when I come, it was his habit to give milk to his parents first and then wife and children. And years until one day it so happened that it got late. The cows were grazing far. By the time he came back was after Isha. By the time he took out the milk, the parents were sleeping. So he took the jug of milk, equivalent the pot, and it was his first to give his parents first and then his wife and children. So he stood there with the milk by the bedside of his parents and said, Ya Allah, this amal I did for your pleasure. I stood there, my children are crying, they want milk, my wife wants milk, they're all hungry. But I stood there, tell my parents, don't drink, I'm not going to give my wife and children. The whole night I stood there with a jug of milk and didn't give my wife and children till my parents have it. Ya Allah, I did this amal for you. Ya Allah, I did this amal for you. If it's accepted, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty. Well, in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this rock move a little. They started seeing light and air coming in. So this was the first person. The second person stood up and said, Ya Allah, in my life, I did one thing. What's that one thing? Ya Allah, I loved a woman. She was my first cousin. Like men love women, and they want to fulfill their desires with women. This was my cousin, and she was the most prettiest, beautiful woman. I had an intention, evil intention with her. She refused. Tables turned, time came that she needed money. And she came to me for money. She needed 120 dinars, that time coins. So she asked me, I said, I'll give you the loan and on condition that I fulfill my haram desire with you. She was desperate. She was down and out, so she accepted. I said, no, she said, no problem. The condition was accepted. When I was in private with her, to fulfill my evil intentions and desires, she told me one thing. She said, Oh my cousin, ittaqillah, fear Allah. Wala tufdil khatam, don't break the seal without permission, means don't consummate without having nikah. At that time, she just struck me. It hit me in my heart. I got up from there. I was between her legs, in the words of the hadith. And I got up from there and I told her, here's the money, I'm going. I did this, Ya Allah, for your pleasure. Remove this difficulty. The rock moved a little more. Now they seeing some light and they seeing some way they can get out of this problem. The third brother gets up and says, what did I do in my life that today I can make dua and ask Allah? So he says, Ya Allah, in kana li ujara ajir. I hired some workers in the farm and I told them, I'll pay you so much, so much, so much, you plant and do this work. So they all came, they took their wages. Example I'm just giving is 1 kilo of rice, their wages that time. So this one worker came and his wages, I gave him is 1 kilo of rice. He refused, he didn't take it for whatever reason. So it's his money, it's his sweat, he worked. I took the rice, I planted it again. And like that, my life carried on. From that rice, I made more rice. From that rice, next year, I planted more rice. And like that, I carried on. Until many years later, this worker came. The employee came and said, give me my wages. You're owing me wages from then. So I told him, you know what? You see this farm? You see all those animals there, the cows, camels, goats, all that? All this is yours. Take it. He said, what you mean? Don't joke. The hadith, it comes. Don't joke. He said that, no, I'm not joking. Your money, your capital, your money, I invested it, I made profit, I became rich. So it's all with your, that 1 kilo of rice I've seen the day today, take it, everything is yours, I gave it to him. Ya Allah, I did this for your pleasure, remove the difficulty. The rock moved all of them out of the cave. This is the hadith which I've just explained, the translation. Obviously we need a message from here. Number one, the first one is share service to parents and khidmat to family. And this hadith comes under one chapter which we call Babul Ikhlas. Wa ihdharun niyya. We do many things in life. If there's no intention and there's no sincerity, not accepted in the court of Allah. Intention comes first in our life. Whatever we're doing, whether it's serving parents, whether it is business, whether it's doing the work of deen or we are doing the work of dunya. Intention first. Is it for the pleasure of Almighty Allah? And in that intention, we have to have one added ingredient, which is called ikhlas. And ikhlas means sincerity. Just to give an example, when I'm looking for honey, and you go to the shops, me and you, we'll ask this one, honey, you say, yeah, there's like 5 types of honey. What you'll ask the person? You just want honey? You say, no, I don't want honey. I want the honey that is pure, pure, pure. Which is the pure honey there? That's the one. Organic nowadays, we call it different ways. So in the same way, whatever we're doing in life, we've got intentions, but is it khalis li wajhillah? Purely for the pleasure of Allah. If we're doing it for creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept shirk. Shirk means partnership. You're doing it 50% to please the people or to please the family or to please the person. And 50% for Allah. Allah says, Ana aghna shuraka, I don't need it. Go give it to the people for whom you're doing it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, you came with your knowledge, with your jihad, with your charity, and you wanted all this in the world. You got it. Go ask them. They'll give you the reward. So number one is our intention in the different things in life we are doing is to be correct. Turn that intention to Allah. It became ibadat. That earning, that business, that social life, that visiting, that all the things that we are doing, if it's, yeah, the intention is correct, it became ibadat. That Sunday you're visiting family, the intention is correct, ibadat. Doesn't mean you have to sit in the masjid all the time. And like that, many examples. Number two, ulama have written the second person, and that is iffat and pakdamani, to be chaste and to save oneself from zina. When I mentioned the hadith and more to our young brothers here, is it easy to do it? When you're invited on the phone by her and she's saying, I want to chat to you and I want to meet you and I want to do this and I want to do this, the youngsters will say, hey, Maulana, it was a chance, man. Mustn't let it go, man. After that, make tawbah. No, it's not as if in that condition we died without tawbah, what's going to happen in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At that sensitive moment when that woman said, ittaqillah, fear Allah, Are we frightened when we got the phone for our parents? If you're married and you're looking at the thing on the phone, are you frightened for your wife? Are you frightened for Allah? Me and you, all of us. You can be married, the fitna is so great that no married man, and even if you are grandfather and grandmother, we're not safe from the fitna of those eyes. The fitna of woman. فَاتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُ النِّسَاءِ. Allah ke Nabi ne sach farmaya. Save yourself from dunya and save yourself from the fitna of woman. So it was a challenging time for that young person. He said, Ya Allah, I did it for your pleasure. Remove this difficulty. And the third person was a business deal. And he paid the person according to that also. So ulama have written in the light of this, besides the benefit of niyat and ikhlas, that at least something we do in our life that we did only for the pleasure of Allah, we got it with us. So when difficult time comes, we make dua, Ya Allah, through the wasila of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through that name Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accept our dua. Adam Alayhi Salaam, when he looked at the arsh, he commented whatever happened, and he said, Ya Allah, this is the name, and through this name, forgive me. In the same way, we'll make one day that when I've got something in my account, and say that, Ya Allah, through this amal, Ya Allah, grant me Jannah. Through this amal, Ya Allah, pull me through this difficult, uncertain times. Through this amal that I did in my life, nobody knows. My wife don't know, my children don't know. I did it, Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, for your pleasure, accept it and save me from this fitna that is there. So this is the last message ulama have written, that we accumulate akhirat. We accumulate deeds that will save us from the difficult times that are there ahead of us. The last, in conclusion, a person has written about a young boy who was Sahib Kash, means that Allah opens to him certain things that other people don't normally know. So he went to a janaza, mayat, and after that he came and the person was crying. So the person asked the person, why are you crying? So the person said that the person that passed away, my family, was a good person, didn't live a good life, and so on. So what's going to happen in a qabr? What's akhirat? So this young man at that time said that he should make a lot of zikr. In the hadith it comes, if you read 70,000 the kalima tayyibah, then inshallah freedom from jahannam. So he said, I read thousands and thousands, so I made niyah, isale sawab, to give the sawab of this person. Of my 70,000 that I read, I want to give it. The family said they lost a person and this is what they're telling me. So at that time I made the niyah that, Ya Allah, 70,000 of my zikr, of my kalima tayyibah, I'm giving it to this marhum. The night I see a dream and the person is very happy and is telling me, you have freed me from jahannam. So ulama have written in this incident also that we accumulate good deeds. Like when things are going bad, the price ran, dollar is going up, we try and accumulate stock, cheaper price, save it for the cold day and make more money. What are we doing for akhirat? So 70,000 zikr he had, and he stored it, and he kept it in his account, and he gave it to somebody. In the same way, do for ourselves while we are living. Don't hope for anybody that after death they're going to give us anything. While we are living this breath, we can do good. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me and you the tawfiq to make amal on this hadith, to bring niyyah and ikhlas in whatever we are doing. And through our amal, Almighty Allah, save us from the fitnas that are happening out there. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ